Getting things going. Welcome to another episode of IBC News. This is your weekly report. We will get things going in just a few minutes, just waiting for a few more people to roll in and get things started. All right, let's get things going and see what's happening in the cosmos. It's missed last week and we're just jumping into getting the news going. So today we've got some interesting stuff happening. Let's see what it is. Starting off in Juno Network, we've got another DEX hitting the network. Interesting. We've had a couple of those, so it'll be fun to see how this works out. Looks like Reese has tweeted out about the AstroVault DEX meeting the requirements for what they're looking for. So that'll be exciting news to see if AstroVault style DEX is going to get launched on Juno. Moving on to Stargaze, we have outage report from the Stargaze Zone team. There was some access issues recently that users experienced. So if you're curious to know what that was all about, hit up the Stargaze outage report. Moving on to Cosmos, we've got Prop 848 live. That's an interesting proposition. We are voting on having the inflation cap for the Atom token. Pretty controversial, so lots of ins and outs. Check out the Discord discussion, discussion. It's been going on for quite a while. And get your vote out there on that one. Speaking of Cosmos, the Atom Accelerator has issued its maybe final round of grants. So far, they've issued a total of $614,000 worth of grants. So if you we'll send out a link after the show to see kind of the roundup of everything that they've supported so far. Speaking of grants, we've got the Neutron organization is launching their grants program. So that's live now. Check that out, see what kind of things they're going to be funding. Moving on to Osmosis, we have another perp protocol. These ones are power perps. I'm not sure what that means, but it sounds interesting. So Margined has got the green light from the Osmosis community to get launched. So that is available now for experimentation. Check that out. Speaking of additional experimentation, Range Security has launched a new IBC rate limit dashboard, which was a project funded by the Osmosis grants. So good to see more grant funding actually following through and delivering something for the community. This is an interesting dashboard. It's going to provide some insight into IBC traffic. So definitely check that out and see how that's going. Interesting little tidbit on Celestia. So Tia has officially flipped Atom in total value staked. Just a little kind of math related tidbit. That's fairly interesting. Tia token hasn't been out for long, but it seems to be getting pretty popular. Speaking of popular, Akash just got nominated for Crypto Project of the Year, which is pretty awesome for them. Interesting to see how that election process goes, but getting nominated for Crypto Project of the Year is a pretty good badge for Akash already. Moving on to another chain that starts with A, Archway has the AstroVault on Archway specifically, two A's. AstroVault released their updated econ paper. So It's an additional information about their white paper, how the DEX works. It's a pretty unique DEX. There's not really anything else like it out there. So I would definitely give that a look, read through and see kind of what they're doing differently. I need to dig through it a little bit more closely. But yeah, they're doing some interesting stuff. Speaking of interesting stuff, on to DYDX. We've got Noble's USDC hitting the shelves. So that's pretty fun. Now that DYDX is finally live, we've got things just rolling in like clockwork. Speaking of clockwork, if you haven't been paying attention to Kujira, it's been all over the news lately, all kinds of exciting things, numbers going all kinds of directions and projects launching left and right. So we've got Whale Token is now tradable on the Manta Swap, which brings White Whale DeFi into the Kujira liquidity circle, which is good progress for the ecosystem to be continuing to expand and cross borders. Speaking of Kujira's liquidity, the supply of the Kuji token is now fully circulated, which is pretty unusual in the crypto world. Not very often that you have a fully circulated supply. So I don't know what that has to do with the tokenomics, but I'm sure you as a community member following the project, you guys know exactly what that means. Moving on to additional Kuji news, since it's the hot topic, kind of a fun, interesting little, I guess, experiment that the Kuji team did. They launched a new project, Unstake Finance, and they stealth launched it in, I guess, from the perspective of nobody knew that it was the core team. The core team anonymously launched this project to kind of test the community onboarding process and see how it goes. So I thought that was pretty unique and interesting way to kind of, I don't know, get a feel for what the process is like for other, you know, projects to join your network. So good job on Team Kujira for, you know, really going above and beyond in that regard. And speaking of going above and beyond, we've got the Terra community following in the footsteps of Juno and Archway by enabling developer fee distribution from transaction fees for smart contract usage. So that's a interesting development. Good to see Terra really focusing on rewarding developers by throwing them a little slice of the pie. Speaking of getting your slice of the pie, Quasar has released another update on their airdrop. It's been kind of a controversial process, I guess I'll say. There's been some discussion around it and questions and community feedback, and Quasar has been continually responding to that feedback. So check out their most recent update to see where things stand now. Moving on to other exciting news in the cosmos, we've got Landslide launching their testnet. So Landslide is connecting Cosmos to the Avalanche ecosystem. So IBC enabled Avalanche project and testnet is now live. So that's good. On the news of testnets, an exciting one that, I don't know, I guess, a lot of people have been looking forward to this one for a while. Seems like it's been a little bit quiet ever since they got funding, but I guess that's the way things go. Once you get funding, you don't have to make noise anymore. So Barrachain is, opening bidding for validator slots for their testnet. Pretty high competition on that one, but, yeah. If you run a validator and you want to get in on the Barrachain fund, get your application in, you might make it. Speaking of making it, Creds has just launched their official testing of Creator Studio. I'm personally really excited about this one, having been a part of the process of getting, I'm part of the group of people testing Creator Studio. I'm not involved at all in the creation or of it, you know, just early user access, and it's pretty interesting, fun stuff. So great to see that moving along. Been looking forward to that for a while. Now, if you want to talk about looking forward to something for a while, I have some crazy news. And the rumors you may have heard are true. SiftChain is back and they've got a new product. So if you didn't believe it, now the proof is in the pudding. There, it's out there. It's ready. You can go play with it. Check it out. See what SiftChain has been quietly grinding away at to make their massive comeback. Will it work? We don't know, but they're trying. Speaking of making it work, RaiChain has been teaming up with Decenter, our favorite Web3 browser. So now AI and Web3 are combined together in the browser built for you. So if you haven't checked out the Decenter browser, I highly recommend giving it a go. And if you haven't checked out RaiChain's AI tools, they are coming out with both barrels blasting. And I tell you, they've been working hard. They've been at it for a long time. And it seems like they're ready to start shipping some stuff they've built. So give it a look and see. Speaking of giving it a look, there's a new teaser out for IBC for rollups. Dimension is building a network for the ETH L2 rollup scene to connect it via IBC technology, which is crazy. It sounds crazy, but it sounds so crazy, it just might work. So check out Dimension and see what they have cooking. Another interesting little tidbit, and this is the last item of the day, going to be a quick one. We're just blasting through the news. Pith Network has released info on their retrospective airdrop for IBC users. So if you have been active on IBC, definitely check out and see what Pith is dropping for you. That's it for the news today. We'll drop in one final little tidbit of news in case you didn't catch it. This isn't Cosmos related, but it seems like OpenAI has officially canned Sam Altman. So that's it. The AI world is in uproar. What's next for the great Sam Altman? Time will tell. But that's it for today, folks. Thanks for stopping by at IBC News, and we will catch you next week with more news.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of pain. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting honest. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle beats, tearing apart your community. All these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king,
king, you better have some of each.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.